Welcome. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. I am so thrilled that you decided to join us tonight because I get to share Elizabeth Joyce with you. Now, Elizabeth Joyce is a modern day mystic, an author, a master spiritual teacher, healer through the grace of God. She transmits this pure energy from the source. Now, healing has occurred simply by being in her presence or by her voice activation or the vibration. She's very popular and a gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom. Now, many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. Now, you may have heard Elizabeth Joyce frequently on Coast to Coast AM. She currently has a radio show on OM Times. And that's kind of just, she just switched from BBS from here. I want her to talk to us about that and tell her what's really going on right now in her world. So welcome, Elizabeth. So glad you could join us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How's everybody doing under this duress that we're under?
Well, I think either people are going to the positive optimistic or they're just kind of like in the barrels. I think it's either, is fear consuming us or are we being able to rise above it?
Well, you know, there's a double-edged sword to this, Sharon, because if there's stuff going on in the background besides the virus where countries are trying to take over countries, then it becomes very negative. And some people are picking up on at least that thought process. However, I think that we're in the middle of ascension. I think we're at the very beginning of it. I think this is divinely planned. And it's a state of higher energy. So the higher energy is going to take care of things, even though it's slow. I think it'll be gone by June.
Yay!
But I have 5 points I wanted to give.
All right.
That would help you send out love and blessings and would help you with your ascension. Don't believe in it or not believe in it. It doesn't matter. It matters that it could be happening, so why not? Number one, learn to observe without judgment. Number two, realize you have nothing to defend. Number three, release your hold on the past. And that is a hard one because it keeps coming back through people. Four, observe all as sheer consciousness. Everything is energy. So Einstein said, right? If everything is energy, then anything can be changed and anything can be manifested. Five, release yourself from all boundaries. You know, we do that, Sharon, and sometimes we get scared. Do you feel scared when you don't feel attached?
No, I don't feel scared.
Okay, so tell us why. Because some people feel like, oh my God, what's happened to me? I don't know what's happening to my body. And they shut down even further.
You know, even growing up, my parents used to say I was too stupid to be afraid. You know, so and I've been in plenty of situations where when I got out of that situation, I thought, oh, my gosh, I should have been afraid in that. You know, mm-hmm. There's a part of me that because I so love our creator and I so trust that we're actually being watched for and taken care of. And because I have this incredible level of trust, I don't go into fear on what's happening. I go into, well, isn't that interesting how this is playing out?
That's observing when you say that. That's good because that's at a higher level. You know that I had the guts to get up and move out of Pennsylvania, and I felt no fear. I left a 20-year relationship, a home and everything, and just went one day. And I had joy, and I sang, and I had a great time.
And you felt free.
I felt free. And that was more important than the fear.
Yeah.
And it's been a year and I don't feel the fear.
Yeah. Well, I don't see how fear helps us. I translate fear differently than I think than most. I mean, some people say it's future events is already real, that you're projecting yourself into the future and then you're trying to deal with tomorrow's things today with today's skills. But I don't believe that. I think fear is simply a lack of information. And so
a lack in self-belief.
Yeah. And you just need more information because then I think we can make better decisions and go forward, but we're just lacking knowledge.
Right. And the knowledge helps gives you the foundation. Now, tell me about the word foundation.
It's an interesting word from how it's spelt because it says that you're going to be nurtured and you're going to be grounded and it's going to be there for you. But there's also going to be play involved and some risk taking.
And so let's look at the word foundation, the word security, and the word comfort. Now, foundation to me is my favorite of those three words. What about you?
Well, if I'm looking at it through namology eyes, the word comfort is controlling. We're going to control you. You may feel comfortable, but we're going to control you, and it's a false sense of comfort.
There you
okay.
go.
And then what was the other one? Sorry.
Security. Security.
Security. And security is an interesting one because that's it, literally in the word security is the combination that says we're all lying. Like there is no such thing as security, and we're all lying about it.
Well, because everything is energy, there really couldn't be. It's not like concrete. Because concrete
right.
would be security. That would be Capricorn. But we're in air energy now. You know, we moved into Aquarian energy. And so it's fire and air. And, of course, the virus is carried through the air. And I believe the fire can manifest into some frustration and anger, which I'm a bit concerned about. As we go along here, I hope things begin to lighten up a bit throughout the country.
I do too. If everybody can just have a little bit more patience and tolerance. You know, last night I heard Joel Wallach say that he thought that this virus was going into people and causing more damage and the deaths with the people that had too much gluten in their systems. And that's why you saw so many older people getting dying from this because they had longer time periods to build up all that gluten.
Well, you know what I said? You're going to laugh. That's a little bit in harmony with it. I was talking to a friend today and I said, if I had money, do you know what stock I would buy? And he said, what? I said, chocolate.
Everybody's
home.
That.
They have to have their chocolate.
You know, I do. I do. I am so guilty of that. You know, Elizabeth is a fabulous psychic astrologer, and we're going to give you an opportunity to call in right away for your questions for her. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So we can start getting those phone calls in. So you're going to want to have your questions answered. And Anne, thank you so much for your patience and waiting online. Anne, what is your question for Elizabeth?
Okay, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yes. How are you to both of you? I guess my question, and maybe in a way you answered it, I definitely am an empath, and I take things on, and as this whole thing is going on, I think there are those of us that are introverts in a way, an extrovert, but mostly introvert. So this life that we're going through now doesn't seem to be different for me. It's like I am part of it, but I also feel that I have to let the scene play, but I'm not upset about it. I'm not. I do trust in spirit and things will be better. I do see the good in human mankind now more than before. So I'm not deterred. I'm not distracted. I'm not upset or in fear right now. So I guess, and I do cook for a living, so I have been cooking for people, you know, to help them out. So I guess I'm not quite sure what my question is or maybe what will this do for me? And I feel like we're going to be ascending into another age, I guess, of Aquarius. Where
and we
will
are,
that put
Anne.
Me?
Well,
and we
you
are,
know,
and we are.
We are. We're in the process of it. We are in the beginning phases. This is going to last 7 to 10 years, and we should be out of it by 2038. What it's doing for you is allowing you to ride through the air. Maybe on a trapeze, who knows? but riding through the air without being earthbound or, you know, without the fear is very good because then you're allowing, when you take a deep breath, Anne, you're allowing all of your corpuscles and chemistry to go with the flow. So whatever is coming in, whatever changes are going, I'm not saying you're accepting them, but you're accepting that they're here. And there's a huge difference in that.
Would that be the same thing, Elizabeth, as when somebody says that they're in the world but not of the world?
Correct. It's called The Observer. Mentor calls it The Observer. That you're in here, you know you have two questions. Louise Hay taught this. This is great. These two questions to always ask. How did I bring this to myself? And what are my choices? How did I bring this to myself? Helps you and understand the karma, like you said, Anne. You're not afraid. And what are the choices? And then you need to see your part in everything. You're asking me, really, what is your part in everything? Your part in everything is one word and one word only, and that word is love. How can I love it? How can I love what's happening to me? Oh, darn, I really don't. Well, take a deep breath and maybe you will.
Okay, I've got a question.
No, but you're right. And I do love, I love what it's doing to other people, too.
Yes, it's changing them.
Other people are becoming more mindful. You know, when you're of this world and of the other world, or being an empath, or maybe because I was born in the 12th house, I see so much, and I see so much disconnection.
You mean your son is in the 12th house?
No, me. My son. I'm sorry, not my son.
So when your son is in the
12th house. Yeah, my son is in the 12th.
When the son is in the 12th house, it means that one of your parents is not really your parent.
Oh, isn't
really?
That interesting?
I never heard. Are you serious? I've never heard
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What was the question you were going to ask, Sharon?
I was going to ask on Anne's behalf, could you see, with your fabulous vision, could you see one thing that's coming down the road for Anne that she can grab onto and look forward to, that's going to be happening down the road with an
patient? I need her birthday. When is your birthday, Anne?
It's June 16th, 1952.
June 16th. One thing that's coming down the road for you is I'm hearing expansion, and there's something that you've been wanting to do that I don't know whether you can't afford to do it or whether you've been putting it off, and that will be completed for you.
Now that's cool.
You mean this year or in the future?
It's coming. You've put the thought out already.
Yes, I have.
So,
yes.
So you must know what it is. They're saying, don't
write
worry,
a book.
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. There's two things that have to be parted first. Remember, when we make a set a conditioner, make a wish, we have to allow the energy to work, and the energy has to work on everybody else involved and everything else involved before it can happen.
Oh.
So...
Right.
It's on its way. It's going to happen. Just keep focusing on it, because focus is your concentration. Your concentration brings in the chemistry and the energy, and then everything else melts away and your wish comes true. It's magic.
Mm, beautiful.
So isn't that
Thank
lovely?
Thank you so much.
It's called Backstage.
Yeah, and that's the name of Elizabeth's next book that's coming out. It's called Backstage. What's happening behind the scenes?
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Backstage, you mean in astrology or backstage?
Backstage
in what now?
Universe. In the universe, how the energy
universe
works.
Well.
So that's what the book is about. Mm. It explains how it works, and it shows you what it can do. And I tell some stories. Even Sharon wrote one of her stories. It's amazing.
So, yeah, that's going to be a cool book when it finally comes out. It's getting close.
Yeah, it should be out by the end of the month.
Yeah, getting very close. Well,
very
thank
good.
You, Anne, so much for calling in. Much appreciated.
Thank
Again,
you very much, too.
You can call in. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So I'm going to ask our callers just to ask one question only so that I can get through everybody and make sure that everybody has time also with my questions to get in here. So our next caller is Diane. And Elizabeth, her birthday is May 17th, 1949.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Diane, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What's your question for Elizabeth?
Thank you. I would just love to know what she sees in this year for me. Anything that she'd like to share?
I need a specific question. I don't give a full reading.
Oh,
a specific
spiritually,
question.
Spiritually, what do you see happening spiritually for me?
Well, I think that that you're going to raise your vibration and develop your ability to receive, and that's important because I feel, Diane, that a little part of you goes, "Oh, that can't be. I didn't really hear that." That type of thing. that you do to yourself. So to raise your vibration, you have to have the ability to receive and then translating what the information means for you. And that's how you develop your brain, and that changes your brain frequencies. And it's just, it takes training. It also takes focus. You can train yourself if you meditate. In the book backstage, I have exercises in the back of the book that will help you do that.
Okay.
So you just need to understand the different levels and what it is that's really happening. Like Louise Hay said to me, how did I bring this to myself and how can I love it? Then that will open up your spiritual heart. And another thing that I hear, don't ever, ever, ever not forgive. We need to forgive. We don't have to forgive the action. We need to forgive the incident. Because the incident always helps our soul to grow, no matter what it is. This year I had, Sharon, this year I had some funds taken away from me, stolen from me, when I was doing my house. And when I heard that that happened, I had tears in my eyes. And it was because the other people needed the money so badly, it made me sad that that happened. And I just sent them a blessing.
Yeah, that's a really tough one when society teaches this is an absolute wrong. And then you think, what did I do to bring this to me? And why did it happen to me? And it's wrong by society rules. I think it's really hard to get to the place where you can forgive and let it go and give a blessing.
Well, let me tell you how I did it. The debt that I owed the person that took the money was from a past life. And I do train people that we're not supposed to hold a past life up in this life. We have to work with this life. This life has to come first. So I do believe that he needs to be reprimanded and whatever. But just the fact that it happened and that we aligned for me to pay that karma gave me joy.
See, now that's really cool. Thank you so much for calling in, Diane. Again, if you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. We have an email, Elizabeth, from, his name is Bill, and the birthday is, oh, I got to see where I put this. The birthday is July 11th, 1948. And okay. his question is, I'm feeling very confined, and with the coronavirus, this is the beginning of my retirement, but now I feel confined. What specifically do you see I can do in my retirement that will give me freedom back?
That is a fantastic question. Now, Bill, I don't know what your profession was, but I will say this to you. You need to meditate on what your talents are. And then start making notes, because if you ask to be put in your right place based on your talents, the energy flow will begin to bring you ideas. So get out your pencil and paper, and for the next 30 days, write down your ideas. When we change into Taurus, it will be better for you. Now, that's at the 21st of April, when energy changes. So right now, between now and April 21st, make your notes on what would be possible. And you're going to be surprised, because you might even have a dream about it. And the right answers will come. Give yourself some time. You've just retired. You need to give yourself 3 to 6 months to ground yourself. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. So when the rest of the body, which is used to getting up at whatever and going to work, starts to calm down and understand there's been a change, then your fulfillment will come.
See, and you know, that's kind of scary, that when you're busy all the time and you always have work that you've got to do, and then all of a sudden there's nothing.
Let me ask you a question. Based on his name, you said his name was Bill.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Nemeology. We're in April. We're changing from Aries to Taurus. Tell me how you see that for Bill.
Okay. So when I'm looking at Bill's name, it's like he's got a lot of dreams and a lot of things that he could be doing or wants to do. And I think he just hasn't given himself the motivation or the permission to go ask people for help and to say, I would like to do this. How do I volunteer? How do I get involved? Would you mind helping me? I think he's going to learn how to ask other people for help. And because he's been a sole proprietor, he hasn't had to do that before.
I think it's going to be great when he does find his place. You know, I have a thought. I want you to take the name Earth, Sharon.
Okay.
And think of April and then Aries and Taurus, because the Earth has a deep connection to the universe, and the Earth has been very, very damaged, and she's trying to heal. She's trying to heal from this virus and all of the infection, and she's trying to heal from all the other things we've done. What do you get with that? Because we have Earth Day in April.
Which is really interesting to me is that three out of those four words all have the first vowel of an A, and then the Earth has the first vowel of an E, which is exactly opposed to it. And so it says all of these three, the Aries, the April, the Taurus, are all in alignment, and the Earth sitting over here almost feeling left out. And so I think the Earth is going to do something to scream and say, you've got to look and consider my point of view and how I look at things also. I need to start being included.
Okay, so then we move to June, and we move to Gemini, and that goes back to an E, right? How does that work? As I said, I think it's going to lighten up in June.
Well, the Earth starts with an E, the Gemini is an E, the closest vowel to an E is a U, so I think that's when fun starts again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hugs come back.
Isn't that neat?
You know, I was so concerned the other day. I was looking at pictures of babies in the hospital because we can't go in and touch them, right? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about all those studies that if the babies don't get hugged, then they don't survive or they don't thrive, you know?
I was thinking,
oh my gosh, what about everybody else? We're used to getting so many hugs throughout the day, or, you know, from family and friends and whatnot. And I thought the hardest thing with this isolation is we're not getting our hugs. You know, for people that don't have a mate that they're living with or other people, those people that are living by themselves, we're not getting our hugs.
And the people that live, let's send a hug out to everybody that's living by themselves today. Let's send a huge energetic hug. Are you ready, Sharon?
Yes.
2, 3, send it out. Did you feel that? That was powerful.
You know, we'll give them all a great hug. You know, I have one more question from email that I want to get in before our break, if we could. And that is from Stacy, whose birthday is May 4th, 1958. And she has run her own business for quite a few years now. And she's getting nearer to retirement age and wants to know if there will be a suitable buyer and when that could come in and take over her business so that all of her employees still have jobs.
Well, I think that she's very lucky, and I do think that it's not going to be right away. I think it's going to be another year and a half to 2 years. But once we go from Aquarius into Pisces energy, then that will be her time. And she's going to get more funds out of it than she thinks she is. That is, if everybody survives, then we still have money. But I think we will. I feel that she's going to do better than she thinks. She's started a good business. She runs a very lucrative business. She's doing fine. And I wish you luck. And you're going to be much happier on the other side as well. You're just going into a whole new dimension, a whole new state of reality as retirement. I am safe. It's only change. Begin with that. And then ask God to put you in your right place, and you will be supported by the universe. And it is a blast to be supported by the universe, because I just had that happen to me this year, and I can't believe it.
Yeah, you've been incredibly fortunate, which is really nice. I love to see the universe in action helping people, because that is what is so generous and so nice, you know. And then it helps you to trust even more that that's going to continue.
And that is the only thing that the universe wants to do. This energy, and on the cover of my book, I show the energy as the lady's walking down her path. This energy is only here to uplift you and to help you get that which you desire. So if you get into self-hate, you're going to have some pain. If you get into joy and trust, everything changes. Your friends will change. Your location may change, but your consciousness will change and it will rise up. And that's what ascension is. It's based on the power of love.
Wow. Okay. Then I had somebody else writing in on behalf of Bernard, whose birthday is today. Mm-hmm. And he was born in 1945.
April 9th.
April 9th. And his friends wrote in and said, what kind of birthday wishes would be most appropriate for him in this day?
Anything that has to do with fast and flame. He's an Aries, and he likes new things. He would love to have a new book that would be uplifting. He might like to have, well, we can't do the gifts to the outside anymore because nobody's going out. I would say, you know, anything for a good mystery or a good novel. Maybe a gift to Netflix. That's a good gift. Give somebody Netflix for a year or something like that, because that's what he wants. He likes the new things, the new technology. I don't know if he's on the computer or has an iPhone, but if he's been thinking about it, find out, because he would love those new technology things. He's also very intelligent, and he would be able to catch on and work with it better than he thinks he would. So good luck.
Well, and I was thinking too, if you're going to give somebody a wish of one thing that would happen for them this year, or one thing, again, that they could look forward to, for Bernard, whose birthday it is today, can you think of one thing that he has coming for him in his future that he can really, you know, get excited about?
Good health. He's had a little bit of problems with aches and pains, I feel, and I feel that that's going to leave him. So good health is always the best gift that can be given. And there's some kind of happiness. He's had some sort of a separation that he's not happy about, an emotional gift. There's an emotional gift coming, because that's going to heal.
Wow. Well, happy birthday, Bernard, if you're listening or you listen on later. So this is just marvelous. We are at the break time. So you are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And our guest tonight is Elizabeth Joyce. And Elizabeth, right before we go to break, would you tell people how to reach you and what your website is?
And my website is new-visions.com. And that's new with the hyphen in the middle, like you put between phone numbers, visions.com. And I also, I'm on Amazon with all of my books, Elizabeth Joyce, and I have a 24-hour answering service, and that number is 201-934-8986.
201-934-8986 is your answering service?
Yes.
Okay, we will see you right back on the other side of this very short break. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
And we're back. This is Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And the website where you can always find out who's coming next and how to reach any of the archives is knowthename.com. Then go to the schedule page, and on any of the Thursdays, just click on the radio show. You'll get the link. You'll get the guest bio, their contact information, anything you may want to know prior to calling them and getting their services or their books or anything else. Our guest is Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth, you have written like 10 books now?
Yeah, this is, Backstage is my 10th book.
Just absolutely amazing. Which one out of those previous 9 that have been published is the bestseller, and why do you think that is?
Well, I can answer that in three ways. My bestseller is The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, and that's because people are learning that we have more chakras, and they don't know it, and I have all kinds of diagrams, and I explain each chakra, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, what they do, and there's a chart on the back of the book that shows you what the colors are and what they do, and that's very, very important for our upliftment. My favorite book is Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, because that book was purely written by spirit. And I wrote that book in 6 weeks in 2014, and it's just so beautiful. It's a book that you should have by your bedside if you need to have a little bit of cheer. You just open up to whatever page you open up to, and it will have a lesson for you. So I do like that.
I always like that type of book where you can just pull it up and you seem to open up to exactly what you're needing at this time.
Mm-hmm. Then my favorite one that we're making a movie is Unlimited Realities. It's not my favorite one, but it is one that does show, it shows you how to use the energies. Actually, it's my biography, and it does show you how you can grow and how you can learn to use the energies and then how they can really work for you. You know, this isn't a joke. It just takes time, and most of us don't want to take time. We want it now, but you can't have it always now.
Oh, I thought we always wanted it yesterday.
That's true, or the day before.
And I was going to say, now is late. I wanted it yesterday.
One of my biggest predictions happened today, and I think Don and Doug would remember that I said that California might secede from the Union. Well, the governor of California just announced that they are going to not depend on the government and supply their own coronavirus issues. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, that really is interesting. I always expected Texas to be the first one that would want to secede because they re-sign in every year on January 6th because they were a country that joined the United States as a country. So they joined with the right of secession. And if you're going to teach in Texas, you have to know the Texas history first. You have 1 year to learn Texas history and pass your test. And so they rejoin every year.
I predicted three, California, Texas, and Montana.
Why Montana?
I don't know. That's what Spirit told me. I know that California can do it easily. I think they paid something like $400,000 to join the union, and they can just release that. That's the attachment to California. I know Texas was a country, and it was the Republic of Texas. But California can secede rather easily, too, without it being complicated. But I don't know enough about Montana to know. I just felt that. And well, maybe the upper part of Idaho as well.
I really enjoyed living in Idaho when I lived there. It's a beautiful state and has just incredible people that live there. So that will be interesting to see. You know, there's many predictions out there, and one of them is that our country splits into five segments or five areas.
It could do that. Well, I saw it splitting down the middle with the Mississippi, the Ohio, and the Missouri River all coming together. So we're going to be split down the middle when we have the earthquakes, which are coming.
So do you see some of those this year?
I'm not sure. I know it's between now and 2025, but I do see 2023-24 are going to be some difficult years. I was calling it the terrible 20s, but they made me change it to the transformational 20s. But I think we're about at the terrible 20s right now.
You know, that's interesting. I was giving a reading the other day, and somebody I hadn't spoken with in 7 years. And he said, do you remember that 7 years ago? And I thought, oh, no, I can already tell you right there. I don't remember. I don't even remember what I said to somebody a couple of days ago, if it was in a reading, you know, let alone 7 years ago. And he said, you had said that when we get to the 2020s, they're going to be the years of tears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you picked up on it. Yeah.
You know, well, it must have been. You read enough names, you get the patterns.
Yeah, years of karma. We are getting back some of our karma. The world is not just us. It's not single out. Everybody's experiencing this.
So, you know, there's a lot of predictions out there, Elizabeth, about an Antichrist and a time period coming for 3.5 years where it will be
3.5 years in and 3.5 years out. That's correct.
And so do you see that happening in the 20s?
We've already started. We started at the end of 2019 when we had that eclipse on Christmas Day. We had an eclipse on Christmas Eve, and that was the beginning.
Oh, so then everybody can start the countdown 3.5 years in and then 3.5 years out.
If you go to my book, Ascension, and read chapter 5, it's all spelled out for you.
You know, I remember reading that, and as nicely as you put it, I remember thinking, if I was one to go into fear, I would now be in fear.
When the old man of the mountain's head fell off, that's when I knew we were in trouble. My grandmother used to tell me, when the old man of the mountain's head falls off, that will be the beginning of the last days. And it fell off in 2003 in Conway, New Hampshire.
So what I like to focus in on, even though some years may be rough or tough or have some definite challenges in them, we are moving through to ascension, and we are going to come out the other end, and nothing lasts forever.
Absolutely. I am safe. It's only change. The trick to all of this for the upliftment of the soul is to be willing to participate and go through it, to be as loving and supportive of other people, and to understand their fear and still love them. That is the key, and that's what we have to learn. We have to learn a little humility, and that other people may not be as strong as we are, but we're strong for a reason, and we're strong to hug them, put our arm around them, and lift them up as well.
And it's okay to ask for a hug when desired.
Absolutely. Especially if you're with somebody that you know doesn't have the virus.
You know, with this virus, it seems to have almost come out of nowhere. Is it going to disappear just as quickly as it came in?
I had said that. That was part of what I had said. It will disappear, I'm thinking, by June. It's going to be surprising. They're not going to expect this to disappear the way it will. And then it will come back, but it's not supposed to come back for 10 years.
Oh, for 10 years. And by then we'll have all the antidotes and the cures and the whatnot, or we won't have the gluten in our system, so it won't matter.
Well, we have to be careful with these antidotes. You really need to wait. It's like buying a new product. You know, when you buy the iPhone, when the iPhone comes out, you have to wait at least 6 to 8 months to see how well it does with the public. So we are going to have to wait to see how well the wonderful vaccines will be. They can't be instant, unfortunately. And you know, another thing, a lot of people that have passed on have been on their way to passing on, which I think is interesting. The older people and even some of the younger people may not know it, but they were getting ready to go, and that's when they went.
Well, it's because it's an opening, and possibly it's easier right now.
Right.
You know, I always say the reception center has hired extra entities at this time to help everybody who's transitioning. We have an email that I just found again. I was trying to find where it was in this slew of emails today. And it came in from Susan, who was born January 1st, 1957. And she says that they have had quite a few health challenges, her kids and her. And how long do you see, or do you see a healing of these health challenges, or any suggestions to help it move a little faster?
Well, I think one is cleanliness, which is what I'm getting. You've got to change the sheets on the bed more often. You got to learn how to make your bed. You have to take care of things and pick up things. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm also seeing, for some reason, my spray. I have a wonderful spray. So maybe it's Febreze, maybe it's something else, but you need to spray more around the house to clear up whatever negative energy is going on. And you have 2 children, did you say, Sharon? I think
the children
seem to be at odds with each other. And that's only going to make the energy deeper. We are putting out energy with this virus. If you have an argument or a fight, or even if you're doing negative teasing, sarcastic teasing, that puts out a dark energy. So really watch your words and watch your thoughts. And try to join together more often and sit down with the two of them and talk. And I know that there's been a stomach upset. There's been something with the skin and something with the digestive. And I see that leaving as I move in with the energy. So there seems to be a lifting up.
Okay, great. She'll be glad to hear that. You know, I read something on the internet that a friend had sent to me. And maybe because I spent so many years in the education system, it really hit my funny bone. but it was homeschooling, you know, and then the number of days we've been homeschooling for that person. And she literally said, two students suspended today for fighting and one teacher fired for drinking.
There you go. There you go. And none of that is the answer. The answer is to play Ardis or some uplifting music. You can hear Richard Shulman. He's at richheartmusic.com. He has wonderful music. And do that and sit and let your body vibrate. Let your body vibrate. But I did want to tell them about doing the steam to make sure that you can keep your passages, your nasal passages clear. And that's to take hot water, put it in a glass bowl, get some Vicks Vapor Rub and put some in each nostril, and then breathe. And you breathe in 16 times. Put a towel over your head, bend over the steam, and breathe. And that will kill everything in there, because this virus cannot live in steam or heat. And the other thing is a tablespoon of lemon juice and a teaspoon of baking soda in a warm cup of water, like tea, in the morning. And that will help. That will help clear your digestive system where things can hide, you know?
Wonderful information. Amy, thank you so much for being on hold. I was trying to squeeze in all these questions here. Amy, what question do you have for Elizabeth?
Hey, you know, I'm always searching for the life purpose, and I love your idea about food. I'm wondering, I was going to get certified in body talk or energy, like psychology of eating, to be a health coach. What does Elizabeth, what does Elizabeth feel for me? I'm in such a transition.
What is the birthday?
August 5th, 1962.
Well, I believe that we are all in transition, and that's the whole idea. And if you're led to do that, I think you should follow up with it. I do think that you have high expectations. I'd like you to lower them a little bit. You're not in transition. What you are in the middle of is untethering, and that means that you have to let go of being in control. All Leos have to be in control and learn how to float with those Aquarian energies, the air energies. Just learn how every day is beautiful, every day brings new opportunities, and every day I'm a child of God. And if you start thinking that way and ask for direction, you will get it. And if you're being led towards that, I think you can do anything. You always have to be number one, and you will always be able to rise up to the top. And Sharon, don't you have something to say about the air energy between that and the heavy earth energy?
Well, I look at that and I decide, which side do you want to play? You know, you want to play with the air, you want to play with the earth. And there really needs to be a balance between the two. Amy, coming back to something that you said that you were thinking about getting certified. And my first response was, why do you need somebody else's approval to go do what you want to do? That's what certification is. Just do it.
That is so true. That's my little hiccup in life, is I think I have to have that when I have so much life experience that I have something in me that's worth sharing. And I really appreciate you saying that.
Of course you do. But another thing, Amy, sometimes we take a course to learn how a new technique or something. I took Eric Pearl's course, and of course I didn't have to, but I did, and I loved the technique that they taught about the Seals of Solomon. It was very well worth the time. So maybe you're taking the course to learn more, not to be certified. You're already certified. You're a child of God. But to learn more and to apply their techniques, which might be right for you.
Okay, but that's a whole different energy going into taking a class than, I need somebody's certification and approval.
It's a whole different energy, and it's going to uplift Amy and help her come into her own. I choose to do this to learn more and expand my consciousness, to learn more and expand my expertise. I'm not taking it to be told that I'm good. I'm taking it to learn and to expand. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Thank you. Hey, I want to mention one thing is I hug trees right now. So
that's
I'm a tree
wonderful.
Hugger by heart.
You've got to read Unlimited Realities. You'll love it.
You know, that okay. is such a great thing to do right now, Amy, especially while we're all supposed to be self-isolating. And, you know, I feel so fortunate because I live in a cabin in the middle of the forest and there's plenty of trees around, but I can walk a great distance. And the state that I live in have not closed the parks or the walkways because they just decided there's so many of them and our population isn't great that we can still go out and, you know, stay separated on the pathway so we can get out in nature.
That's wonderful.
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? No.
I grew up there, but I'm in California. I live in California, but I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I miss all those beautiful parks and the countryside, the Amish. I lived around all of that.
Uh-huh. You know, I just bought my family home up in New Hampshire, and the property is so healing. Well, of course, I healed there as a child, so I'm going to make it into like something like a refuge, a Japanese garden, and into a place where you'll be able to grow enough plants to put them together to create a healing energy. I think that'll be fascinating.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, it is great. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Amy. Appreciate it. So my question for you, Elizabeth, is you're going to put in plants. If somebody wants to have a healing plant that can be in their house with them that provides really good energy, do you have suggestions?
Yeah, the best one is the bamboo.
Oh, I would think of that as good luck.
Well, the bamboo might be thought of as good luck, but the bamboo plant does three things. First of all, it's supposed to be the money plant. It's very, very green. Second of all, it bends over in the wind. It's very flexible, so it gives you flexibility. And it gives you the strength from the photosynthesis that it produces. And it gives you a feeling of joy and upliftment, because we do think of it as luck and we do think of it as joy. And if you look at it and say, can I borrow just a little bit of that luck, it can transcend over to you.
So tell us one more time, please, Elizabeth, how can people get a hold of you and give us a little bit more about some of the products that are on your website that you're helping other people stay strong with?
My 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986, and my website is new-visions.com. And I do ask that you please go to my website before you call so that you'll know a little bit about who I am. And I have two products that are really helping with the coronavirus. Both of them came from a dream from the universe, and they came 2 years ago, Sharon, and I didn't even know why I was doing it. I made my tea. And my tea, I've been told by spirit, is definitely helpful with this virus thing in holding it off and strengthening you. Also, if you've just started it, the tea might be able to kill what's happening in there. It's got all the herbs in it, the cloves and the ginger and the cinnamon and the Tulsa leaf, which comes from India, which is important. And then I have a healing spray that I've used for many, many years, and it's sandalwood and frankincense and roses put together, and it clears the room.
That is just remarkable. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us today on Know the Name, Know the Answers. Next week, we have Susan Rowland as our guest. She's been on one time before with me. She is a medium and will be here to answer questions if you want to ask anything about somebody from that's on the other side. That would be really important to call in next week, as she will be sharing that mediumship ability with us. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers. His website is knowthename.com, and you can find out all the information to connect with Elizabeth if you didn't get the spelling down or didn't have a chance to write something down on knowthename.com on the schedule page, just by clicking on the April 9th day of the calendar, and you will find out her biography, her website, her 24-hour answering service. All of that is there available for you so that it's easy access. So this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth saying thank you once again for joining us, and I am signing off.